Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Good to be with you today. Thanks for joining me. Always a delight to hang with you. Hey, thank you for your generosity, too. We've got great programming ahead. I'm going to open the phones. I want to hear from you. Well, the studio line's always open for you, right? 888-914-9149. But last hour, what a wonderful hour. Thank you for your mercy. I mean it. Thank you for your charity, for your generosity. It means the world to us. You can still get in. It's 877-291-0123. It looks like there's room on the phone for you right now. So we'll make it a big hour. Dollar for dollar match, you're telling me again today. I don't think we're going to have that tomorrow. I could be wrong. I don't know. They don't always tell me. But I know we have it right now. So if you can call in and support the show and the network, I'd be really grateful. So whatever you can do, pray about it. And I know God will bless you for it. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about saints who struggled. I don't know about you. I'm sure none of us. I don't think there's a person who has not carried a cross in their life. You might be worried about your spouse or your child, or could be health. It could be finances. It could be addiction. Life is a struggle. And I found that all the great saints endured their suffering. They embraced it. They saw it as a path to holiness. They saw it as a path to sanctity. They saw it as a path to greater union with Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's something I know that from a human and very cultural perspective, we want to shun. I mean, who wants, we're taught in the world that, you know, comfort is good, that we want to avoid pain at all costs, that suffering is bad. Not in the spiritual realm. You know, I think one of the characteristics of saints, and we're talking about them today on the great feast of the saints, All Saints Day. One of the great characteristics of them is generosity, the generosity they showed. Not just giving things away, right? But the generosity of their life, you know, of giving to others, of praying, of being willing to sacrifice. There are a lot of victim souls who suffered on behalf of someone. Look, when I suffer pain, when I go through difficulty, quite often, I don't waste it. I unite it to that of the Lord on the cross, and then I pray for a particular intention. It could be whatever that person that I'm praying for who might need conversion or freedom from addiction or for a blessing on a marriage, whatever it is. There might be somebody who's come to me. You see these images of saints, you know, they seem so triumphant, right? But then look at some of the classics. Blessed Miguel Pro with his arms outstretched before a firing squad, right? And he screams out those words in Spanish, Viva Cristo Rey, right? Long live Christ the King, right? You've got St. Therese of Lisieux letting rose petals fall, right? The statues of St. Francis with a bird bath. I mean, you see all these different images. Quite often, they don't show you the struggle, you know, that these saints have gone through. St. Therese was very tempted. I don't know if you know this. People love her. You know, she's that saint died, I think, at the age of 24. Such a powerhouse saint. You know, she promised that her mission would continue after she passed away, too. And I believe she intercedes in a powerful way for us. She was very tempted in the final weeks of her life to give up her faith completely. To give it up completely. If you ever read her diary, The Story of a Soul, she doesn't hide anything. She makes it very clear that she had to keep affirming her faith in the one who loves her, even if it felt like he had abandoned her. And what's that make me think of? It makes me think of Mother Teresa. Did you know that Mother Teresa, this paragon of saints, she went 40 years, 40 of them, four decades, feeling abandoned by Christ? I mean, I've been through this dry time. The beginning of the year, I shared with you, you know, coming into the new year, I had a real difficulty praying. I had a real difficulty feeling God's presence. It was a tough point for me spiritually. I went through a real dry spell. Mother Teresa went through that for 40 years. I don't know how she kept the faith. She even said, if I am ever declared a saint, I shall be the patron saint of darkness, because that's how dark her life felt. So if you're struggling today, if you don't see light at the end of your tunnel, if you wonder where God is, invoke the intercession of the great Mother Teresa of Calcutta. You know, what you saw outside was not what was going on inside. And I know Meg Hunter-Kilmer, she knows that we sometimes have hard times getting past those, you know, sanitized statue images of saints, right? Those bird baths and so many other ways these saints are depicted. Their struggles are what got them to their final triumphant glory with Christ. And there is a new book out I may want to get you plugged into. You should check it out, okay? It's called Pray for Us, 75 Saints Who Sinned, Suffered, and Struggled on Their Way to Holiness. There's probably a chapter waiting to be written about you because we're all called to be saints. You just came out with it. If you want to check it out, it's online at piercedhands.com. It's a great domain, huh? Piercedhands.com. She joins me today. May, good afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. It's All Saints Day, so I've been sort of delighted all day.
Hey, man, what a great day. Thank you for your work, 75 Saints Who Sinned, Suffered, and Struggled. You know, sainthood, it's not an easy path. You know, it's a difficult one, and we're all called to endure that. Some of these saints are just amazing. Let's talk about a few of them. I think it's really important. Let's talk about saints that people may not know, other than like St. Anthony or St. Therese or St. Francis. Let's talk about the opium addict who ended up martyred. If somebody's got a loved one that's addicted, here's another great saint that somebody can turn to. Maybe share a little bit about him.
Gosh, he's such a favorite of mine. His name is St. Mark G. Tianxiang. So G is J-I, and then Tianxiang is T-I-A-N-X-I-A-N-G. And he was an opium addict for 30 years. And it's not one of those stories.
Meg, I hate to do this to you, but we're having a signal problem. It doesn't surprise me, though, because I think this is such an important conversation to have. Meg, see if you can reconnect very quickly. Just see if her line's any clearer, and we'll pick it up with her. And if you want to join us here, you can dial in 888-914-9149, taking a look at some of the great saints who have suffered and ultimately achieved, you know, great, great sanctity. We are all called to the communion of saints, and I'll share with you a little bit more. Let me do this. I'll take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. If you're on hold, I'll get to you too. I see you there. And just want to remind you, we are in the very, very last pledge drive of the entire year. It's day one of it, but boy, we could use your help. If you can reach out, maybe do something saintly, like be charitable and sacrifice and give, great time to do it. There's a dollar-for-dollar match at 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
Connecting you to the truths of your Catholic faith. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I love that. Father calls it a Momentum Monday, and we've been getting a lot of calls in the last 30 minutes adding to that momentum. Lots of listeners joining the family right now at relevantradio.com and 877-291-0123. And a lot of you taking advantage of that Monday premium, only available for a few more hours, the prayer journal at $20 a month or the one-time gift of $240. Martha in Arlington Heights made that $240 pledge. So did Janine in North Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you, Janine. Jim in San Diego came in at the $240 level, as did Claire in Fallbrook, California. A lot of calls from California today. Thank you. 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And I just want to remind you that the best way to donate is online. Now, we do have a number of operators standing by to answer your call, but if you're at your computer, we're going to give you a special free gift for donating online. And this is kind of fun, as Advent is just around the corner. Father Simon has sat down and made a special recording just in time for the Christmas season called Yes, Virginia, There Is a Saint Nicholas. You'll be able to prepare yourself for the Feast of St. Nicholas and hear the real, true story behind the history of St. Nicholas from the one and only Father Simon. That's yours, and it's only yours if you donate online at relevantradio.com. So many reasons to give, Drew. So many.
I, Mike, you know, I think the most important thing is to give, because really we're called to. It's one of the great tests of life. And if you've been listening to Relevant Radio, you know the good that we do. You know the lives that are being impacted. You know the devotions that are being spread. You know the truth that you're going to find here. And, you know, the way God worked it out is he created this apostolate, and he didn't give us some big, giant endowment. He says, look, I want you to trust in me. And he's asking you, as when you listen to us, to also trust in him. And together we will water this great gift he's given us, that seed that he plants in our community, in our life, with our generosity and with our prayers and with our sacrifices. And I invite you to do that, because good is happening every day here on this apostolate. But you know, it's only possible because of generosity from an individual like you who's willing to say, all right, I am in. I'm going to make a sacrifice today. Whatever you give, your $50 becomes $100. Your $1,000 becomes, you know, $2,000. It gets matched dollar for dollar today. Dollar for dollar. So don't wait. You can do it at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. Mike?
We share so much together. We really are a family at Relevant Radio. We pray every night with the family rosary across America. And now we're asking if you don't mind us sharing the costs with you. Make that pledge now at 877-291-0123. Can't wait to hear from you.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll get your calls in a second. A lot of people are waiting to join us. I'm speaking today with Meg Hunter-Kilmer. She wrote a new book. You may want to check it out. I think it'll inspire you. I think it'll help you grow in holiness. And, you know, I think so often we don't really think about the saints that often, do we? You might turn to St. Anthony if you've lost something, right? Or St. Jude or St. Rita for some impossible case. But she wrote a book called Pray for Us, 75 Saints Who Sinned, Suffered, and Struggled on Their Way to Holiness. And you can find her at piercedhands.com. That's her website. We were talking a little bit about some of these great saints, and I thought we'd highlight a few of those. And Meg, I apologize. I know we had a bad connection a moment ago, but you were about to share with us a little bit about the opium addict who ended up being martyred. That's a great story. Would you share that?
Yes. He's amazing. This is St. Mark G. Tianxiang. And the thing I love about him is that he died an opium addict. This isn't a story of someone who struggled for years and then was liberated. This is a man who was able to find holiness in the midst of that addiction. So he was a Chinese man living in the 20th century. He was a Christian. He was a doctor, serving the poor for free, the pillar of this Catholic community. And he got a stomach ailment, and he treated it with laudanum, which is an opiate that is a totally typical treatment at the time. And he became addicted, like so many people who we know and love as we're dealing with this opioid crisis in our country. And, you know, he kept going to confession. And eventually his priest, who didn't understand the nature of addiction and honestly didn't understand confession, told him not to come back until he was clean.
Wow.
And, you know, Mark Du Tianxiang wasn't freely choosing to use opium, right? He's trapped. He's got this this real physiological addiction, and he wants to be free of it, and he wants to be the man that his wife deserves, that his children deserve, but he couldn't. And, you know, if it's me and a priest says, you're done, you can't receive sacraments anymore, I think I'd quit, right? I think I'd give up. But St. Mark Du Tianxiang just trusted that God was there in his suffering and in his weakness, and he kept showing up for 30 years. He showed up to Mass and didn't receive the Eucharist. And for 30 years, he prayed that he would die a martyr because he was convinced that it was the only way that he could be saved. And I think that there's so much grace in that struggle, in that continuing to show up. I mean, I think especially for people in addiction, but also for people maybe who are in an irregular situation with their marriage and aren't able to receive communion, just continuing to show up. And then in 1900, during the Boxer Rebellion, they're rounding up Christians. And I'm sure nobody thought that this guy was going to be able to hold fast for Jesus. But he went with his children and his grandchildren.
Wow.
And he asked his captors, when they arrested him, he said, I ask you one thing. I want you to kill me last, because I don't want anybody in my family to die alone. And
oh,
he accompanied each one of them to their deaths, all nine of them. And then he was killed singing the litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, an opium addict and a canonized saint.
Yeah, you know, what a beautiful story. What an inspiration. I know how much addiction affects families. I don't think there's a family listening that doesn't have somebody either in their immediate family or in that wider circle of relations that struggles, whether it's addiction to alcohol or drugs or to pornography or whatever it may be, eating disorders. You know, it's we should call upon these great saints to intercede for us where we are weak, where we are tempted, and to give us that grace. And especially, I love the fact, you know, there are a lot of people who've separated themselves from the church or perhaps can't sacramentally receive for some reason. What a great saint and what a great example. You know, the other story that I've always loved was that of Bartolo Longo. He was a satanic high priest. And all these stories that you illustrate here, they really talk about it doesn't matter how wayward you are, how sinful you are, how great the struggle there is with God's grace. You know, you're a son and daughter of God Almighty, God on high. That grace can prevail and you could achieve the great heights of sanctity. You got to share the story of Bartolo Longo because it's another classic. I mean, how can you be any further away from God than be a satanic high priest?
Right. And he's amazing because he was raised in a good Catholic family. They prayed the rosary together when he was growing up, and he just picked the wrong college and made the wrong friends. So I think a lot of parents and grandparents can really find hope in the story of Bartolo Longo to see this guy who goes to the University of Naples and just gets involved in the occult, becomes a satanic high priest. When his father died, Bartolo was still involved in all of these things, but his father was praying for him from heaven, right, from purgatory. And Bartolo hears his father begging him to repent, you know, when he's doing seances and all of this nonsense. And he finally goes to a friend of his, and his friend says, "Do you want to die in an insane asylum and burn in hell for all eternity? Like, go to confession." And eventually, you know, they put him in touch with a Dominican, and the Dominican's very gentle, leading him back. And he goes to confession. He has this major conversion, right? So bringing hope for those of us who feel like our loved ones are just so far from the Lord, even if they had a beautiful upbringing. But then Bartolo was really struggling with despair. And even though, he's telling people about Jesus and he's denouncing all of this occult practice that he had been involved in, the devil was really speaking to him and really telling him that he had forfeited his right to God's love. And at one point, he really was so convinced of the lie that he was unloved by God that he despaired and he was on the brink of killing himself when he heard Mary say, "Preach the rosary." And it's such a striking thing to me because some people really, they need to be reminded of their identity in a moment of crisis like that if they're dealing with suicidal ideation. But apparently what Bartolo Longo needed was just a job. And Mary was like, "Nope, I've got work for you." And so he said, "Okay." And he began to preach the rosary for 50 years. He built a shrine in New Pompeii, which has 17 masses every Sunday. He built an orphanage and a home for the children of criminals. I mean, he just like completely revamped the entire society in that area to the point that when he was beatified, Pope John Paul didn't call him a satanic high priest. He didn't even call him a man who'd experienced conversion. He described him as a man of Our Lady because that's who he was, a man who loved Mary.
I love it. Yeah, it just, again, it shows you the power of God's grace. And there's a lot of people who've given up on their loved ones. They think, "Oh, my gosh, you know, there's no hope." But there is hope. These stories really, really inspire. I'll tell you what, let's do this for you, Meg. Let's take a call. Little Bernadette is 12 years old. She's in Los Angeles, and she wants to join the conversation. Let's see what she has to say. Hi, Bernadette. You're on the air with Meg. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Go right ahead, Meg. Bernadette.
Pardon?
Sorry, go right ahead. No, go right ahead.
I just wanted to share my favorite saint, Saint Sebastian, the patron saint of athletes.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, well, so why did you turn to Saint Sebastian?
Because I play a lot of sports, and I like praying to Saint Sebastian before a big game to help me to not injure myself, to prevent me from playing more, and also to win, because I like winning a lot.
I love it. So why Saint Sebastian? What's his story?
Because Saint Sebastian was, he was shot with arrows, and because he had I think this is how his story goes, I'm not very familiar with it.
Right.
He was proved to be very physically strong, and he could survive the arrows.
Well, first of all, Bernadette, I am grateful for your call. 12 years old, I love it. Invoking the saints before your games, I think it's a great idea. Meg, are you familiar with Saint Sebastian's story? You know that one, right?
I am.
Yeah, maybe you can share it very quickly for those who don't know.
Yeah, the beauty of St. Sebastian is really his perseverance, and that's why he's become the patron saint of athletes. You know, he wasn't himself an athlete, but he was a Roman soldier, and he witnessed to his cohort, to the men who he served with. he told them about Jesus. And at the time, it was illegal to be a Christian. And so they shot him full of arrows, as Bernadette said. And he was found by another Christian, by a woman who took him to her home, and she nursed him back to health. So just a real reminder of the importance of Christian community and the way that we strengthen each other in caring for each other. And when Sebastian had returned to health, he said, "I'm going back." And, you know, the people with him were like, "What do you mean you're going back?" And he said, "I'm going back to the same men who tried to kill me." And they said, "They're going to kill you again." And he said, "It's worth it because they need to know Jesus. Because I love these men who tried to kill me, and I want them to be saved, and I want them to have the joy of knowing Jesus." And so he went back to offer them the gospel again, and this time they made sure that they finished the job when they killed him. So he's called a man who was martyred twice, but a real witness to athletes of the importance of perseverance, but really to all of us, of recognizing that there are going to be times when we are going to be absolutely overcome, and we need to be surrounded by the community of the church to strengthen us, and then to run back out to forgive and to continue offering people the good news of Jesus.
Amen to that. Well, Bernadette, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I have a few minutes left, so let me sneak one more story in. And your book is just filled with a ton of those, as you point out. And I hope you'll check out Meg's new book. You can go to her website, piercedhands.com. It's called Pray for Us Saints Who Sinned, Suffered, and Struggled on Their Way to Holiness. I have about two moments, but rather me throw one at you. In the last 2 minutes, who's your favorite in there, and what do you want to leave us with?
Ooh, I love Blessed Peter Kibbe. He was a 16th, 17th century Japanese man, born to a samurai family, wanted to become a Jesuit, and they told him no. And so he volunteered with them. They kept telling him no. He traveled to China. They told him they wouldn't ordain him because he was Japanese. He went to India. They told him they wouldn't ordain him because he was Asian. He didn't give up. Even enduring all of this racism at the hands of the church, he knew who Jesus was, and he knew who he was being called to be. So he walked to Rome, which was 3,700 miles, which is great when you're feeling sorry for yourself to have a friend like Blessed Peter Kibbe who looks at you and says, nope, keep going. So, and he ended up, it took him 24 years from when he first asked to be a priest until he finally returned to Japan, a priest of Jesus Christ, all the while knowing he was on his way to torture and certain death. And he served for 9 years in Japan and eventually died a martyr. But he just has this incredible story, this wild journey, all of this opposition and an absolute refusal to give up, not because he knew he was right, which, I mean, he did, but because he was a man in love and he knew that people needed the joy and the peace and the hope that knowing Jesus brings.
Well, Meg, I'll tell you, I've got to bring you back when we can talk more. We have a little bit of an amended schedule today. So I hope people will check out your book today on All Saints Day. What a great read for you, your loved ones, your children. Pray for Us, 75 Saints Who Sinned, Suffered, and Struggled on Their Way to Holiness. It'll inspire you on your path to holiness and to your true and eternal home. Check out Meg at, I guess, her website. It's just piercedhands.com. My thanks to Meg Hunter-Kilmer. I'll be back with more. We could use your support right now, though. All right, and take a short pause. Please help.
Another great show today, Drew. Radio is best when it's live and in the moment. And what a blessing that all of us can tune in and live in the moment on All Saints Day and hear conversations and learn more about our saints on this special feast day. Who else would be doing that if it weren't for Relevant Radio? Who'd be talking about the saints today? Who'd be sharing about the stories of these awesome saints who lead us to greater holiness? And we're not done. Cale Clark and his team are preparing for a show coming up next hour on the unlikely Old Testament saints. So you're going to want to keep listening for that. You see, you learn more and more. The longer you leave Relevant Radio on, the more you learn. And this is the day we're asking you to help support our mission with a financial contribution of any size, because we're going to match you dollar for dollar if you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or log on to relevantradio.com. Happy feast day, Drew.
Thank you, Michael. Same to you. And you bring up a really good point. I mean, this really is a school of learning, isn't it? I don't care whether you turn on the show in the middle of the night or whether you're in the middle of the afternoon, you're gonna learn something. And hopefully it'll inspire you to love your faith more and be drawn closer to Jesus Christ. And we really need Relevant Radio. I love it. You know, a true story here. I never ever wanted to do talk radio. My father was a CBS broadcaster for years and had a conversion. He did Catholic radio in the Philadelphia tri-state area for years. And I thought, that's the last thing in the world I'd ever want to do, right? But God has a funny way of turning things around. Here I sit, and I look back in retrospect, thanking God for this opportunity, because the country needs relevant radio. You know, the church needs relevant radio. You and I, we need relevant radio. We do. We need to be better formed in our faith. We need to know that Christ is an intimate part of our life, that he loves us, that regardless of the situation that faces us, that there are brighter days and there are answers to prayers through our Lord and through his great mercy. Help support that message. This is such a gift in your community and in your life. Could you help? We only have about 30 minutes left in today's broadcast, and if you give now, you'll be matched dollar for dollar. I don't know if there's matching funds tomorrow. I know we have them now. So I'm going to ask you to go to the phone and make a call at 877-291-0123, or use your mobile app, or go online to relevantradio.com. Donations are tax deductible, and they will be matched dollar for dollar. Mike?
31 minutes left in the hour. Still time to have your dollars matched 100%. And we also have that very special Relevant Radio Prayer Journal for just $20 a month. But it's only good today, so don't wait. Make that call. Or log on to relevantradio.com and join the family.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Bill in Lake Mary, Florida, saying he's been away from the Catholic Church for 40 years. He recently found Relevant Radio and desires the Eucharist, but is kind of ashamed to go to confession. So he's praying, sure, that he will find the courage to receive those sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist. And yeah, we'll pray for you, Bill.
We will pray for you, Bill. And you'll be so happy when you go to confession. Of course, you always have the right to go anonymously. Welcome back. Welcome home.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life?
Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Hey, I got about 30 minutes left of this matching funds, and I could use your support right now. If you've been listening to me for a while, you enjoy the perspective I give you. I want to share some other stuff with you. I just want to throw this on the table. Could really use your support today, not later, but today. If you could just make a pledge in any dollar amount, it'll be matched dollar for dollar. I'm going to give you the number. It's 888. I'm sorry. Yeah. No. I'm trying to remember the number. It's 877-291-0123. I was about to give you my studio number here, but I would love to hear from you, and I'd love to see your support. I really would. It's 877-291-0123. All right, or online at relevantradio.com. All donations are matched dollar for dollar, and I know you'll be richly blessed. You know, speaking of saints, and I'll open the phones. I'd love to hear, and kind of keep it brief. Who's your favorite saint and why? All right, we can talk about that. Couple things here, you know, just in terms of saints. I'm also thinking, you know, we celebrate these saints. You know, the church, of course, recognizes certain people who've achieved great sanctity. And, of course, the church has a criteria in order to become a saint. You know, there's the process that begins, and then the person, you know, becomes a servant of a God, and then they become venerable, and then there's a miracle that allows them to become blessed, and then another miracle allows them to become a saint. But I think of people who are on the road to sanctity. I pray all the time that people who I believe are saints but have not been officially proclaimed that by God. And, you know, I don't know if you've had anybody in your life, a priest, maybe it was a sibling, a parent, somebody you knew that was really holy. You know, canonized saints aren't the only ones that are in heaven. I mean, today I went to Mass with my wife, and the first reading at Mass was this awesome vision that St. John the Evangelist had on the island of Patmos. And what did he do? He saw this great vision, right? He saw this great multitude, which there were so many people nobody could count, right? They were from every nation, from every race, from every people, from every tongue. Can you imagine that? Massive numbers. And there are a good number of canonized saints today that that, of course, John was obviously, you know, it was to him, it was more than that. But there are people I knew in my life, you know, Maria Esperanza. She was a great mystic from South America. And the fruit of her love really was her family. This is a woman who I really believe will one day, she's like the female Padre Pio. I think one day she will achieve the sanctity. She's now servant of God. I think God's going to raise her. God used her entire life. I think of Father Ubald. Remember him, the healing priest, the priest from Rwanda, Africa, whose family was murdered in the genocide. And he went back. He fled the genocide, and he was praying in Lourdes, and he heard a voice, and the Lord told him to return to Rwanda and to forgive the people who did this. They murdered 80 members of his family. They murdered his parish. And he went back there, and not only did he forgive, but he adopted the very man. When the genocide ended, the man who did this was arrested, you know, and he took his son, because the son was just as innocent as Ubald. And he made sure that young boy's education was paid for. He took care of the man who did that to him, who destroyed his own family, his family. That's true love. That's heroic virtue. And God used him in a powerful way to bring about great healing. You know, I think of Father Samuel Mazzucchelli, the great saint who evangelized America. Who prays to him, right? I do. I think he is a great pioneer on so many different levels. And then there's big guns like Father Blessed Sopochko, who is the spiritual director of St. Faustina, or I turn to Father Sarah Michalenko, who is the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina's canonization. Here's a man who, I was at his funeral. They buried him in a pine box. That's how humble he was. And I'll never forget, here's a true story about sainthood and how people live it. I just finished this documentary called Time for Mercy. It was on the life of St. Faustina. This was done back in the 90s, right? And it's over. The film won these awards, and we're back celebrating after this is all over. And I remember being waited on. I'm at this head table with a whole bunch of people. And when dinner's over, I'm kicking back, and we're thinking, man, that was really great. We won these awards. We did this. We did that, right? What do I see? Father Seraphim Michalenko, who we have a very devotion to Divine Mercy as a result of him. You know, he was so critical in the miracles that led to both the beatification and the canonization of St. Faustina. He gets up from his chair, and he clears my plate, and he clears everybody else's plate. I should be clearing his. This man was so humble, and it was a lesson for me. That act of humility and servitude, the fact that he got up and he served, I thought, that's what we're called to do, right? We're called to serve others. I was young. I was in my 20s probably when I produced that film, or maybe early 30s. I don't know when it was. I was just a kid. But I'll never forget the humility that he showed. This is a man who was there, who I believe St. Faustina even wrote about in her diary. There's an entry in her diary where she talks about a man with the initials S.M. Seraphim Michalenko was his name, who would be instrumental in helping this devotion to be spread worldwide. I really believe that was him. And yet in his humanity, in his humility, he ends up serving me. And that was a lesson. I never let that ever happen again. You know, I'd rather be last than first. I'd rather serve than be waited on. Those are the things that call us to holiness. And that's these men and women who may not have been elevated to the altars yet, who I think, you know, you should turn to. I think you should go ahead and seek their intervention. You know, and you might be in the presence of someone who is holy. I think saints know saints. I think about John Paul II, and I think about Padre Pio and how they encountered one another. And, you know, Maximilian Kolbe and Faustina and St. Edith Stein and, you know, the people who live in this particular time. Saints know saints. I think we're living in that time. God's calling you to be one. He is calling you to be one. And I invite you to do that. Saints exemplified humility. They embraced suffering, great suffering. They understood it was a way, it was a pathway to holiness. And they were charitable. They gave everything they had. I always think of that classic story. I think it was St. Martin of Tours, right? Martin of Tours, who lived, I think it was in the 4th century, very famous for his conversion. But he was also very famous, like Mother Teresa, for taking care of the poor. And one day he was out riding on his horse and he took his cloak off. There was a poor beggar on the side of the road shivering and cold, and he ended up cutting his cloak in half and he gave it to the beggar on the road. And it was actually the last piece of his clothing that he could give away because he had already given everything else away and he couldn't do anything else save, you know, wearing that when he met the beggar. And of course, what happens later in the night? Jesus appears to him and says to him, hey, that was me that you took care of. I love those stories. We don't know when Christ is going to test us, and we don't know when we have opportunities to give and to be charitable, to be a saint. Maybe you're encountering that. I think of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who gave away so much, you know, so much, not so much money, but more of her time. She cared for the poor. She cared for the destitute in the streets, you know, and all of the money that she took went to caring for those in need. And she gave them dignity that they lacked. You know, this is what great saints do. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I only have, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes left. Could you today exercise charity? Could you today, you know, in love, call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge? And do it not for me. Maybe not even so much for Relevant Radio, but for so many souls out there who hate the church or who have left the church, who don't know the church, who don't know the beauty of Jesus Christ. Because what you're doing is you're feeding those who are spiritually hungry. Mother Teresa, who saw abject poverty, the poorest of the poor in the world. I mean, the people died around her all the time from malnutrition, from disease in India. And she says, you know, the poverty in the West, that's where you and I live, is greater than what she saw there where she lived in the East. And she's not talking about a financial poverty. She's talking about a spiritual poverty. Your gift today will feed those hungry. And that's the problem in our country today. It's the problem with our culture. We've lost God. We've rejected God. And when that happens, chaos, division ensues. That's why the culture of death reigns. And that's why marriage has been redefined. And that's why people are so lost. Your gift today will help bring that truth and that light back. It'll nourish a starving soul. People don't even realize that they're missing God. Help right now. 877-291-0123. Call right now. I only have a few minutes left. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. It's what the saints have done, and it's what you and I are called to do during this journey we call life. Please call. Please support. Please make that pledge right now. I'll be a beggar for Christ. I'll humble myself, and I'll ask on behalf of those souls who so desperately need it. Whatever you can do, I know you'll be blessed for. 877-291-0123. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. Thank you for your show.
This is the Drew Mariani Show.
Marvelous show on the radio right now.
On Relevant Radio.
It's been a great hour, and there's still time left to take advantage of our partnership challenge. There's 16 minutes, in fact, this hour. Call now at 877-291-0123 and join those who have added their name to the list on our family here at Relevant Radio. And different size donations, every dollar matters. Just in the last 5 minutes, we had a $10 pledge from Lynbrook, New York, and we had a $1,200 pledge from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Doesn't matter the size, we're going to match every dollar that comes in the next 15 minutes. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And Drew, you know, we've got a special Monday premium as well. It's the Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. And what's nice about this is very affordable. This is just $20 per month. So maybe you were thinking about making that that pledge of that $10 or $20 per month pledge for the calendar year. We can set that up for you, and we'll have those automatic monthly withdrawals. And or you can make that one-time gift right now of $240, but this Relevant Radio Prayer Journal will be yours. St. Faustina kept a diary. St. John Paul II kept a journal. St. Ignatius documented his prayers. Why not you? Why don't you start now? We'll give you this Relevant Radio Prayer Journal, and you can start documenting your thoughts and your prayers and your spiritual goals. 877-291-0123.
It's such a great way to give. Thank you for your response, too. Mike, I'm looking at the phones. They look great. Yes, write your own gospel. I mean, God comes into our life all the time. I look back. I've seen how angels have saved me. I've seen how the Lord has blessed me in miraculous ways. God is real. He exists. He loves you. He's an intimate part of your life. And that's the message that Relevant Radio is trying to bring to you every single day. We need your help. We're listeners supported. So like Mother Teresa, who had a bag for support so she could feed the homeless, we're doing the same thing. We're just saying, will you join us in this noble mission? Will you help us to save souls? Will you help us to bring truth? Will you help us to be there for you? Will you help us to make the church stronger and the country a better place? The future for your children a better place? I know you can. I'm so grateful for your support. I really am. You're the most generous people. You are a saint. Pick up that phone, call now. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or go online. As Mike said, we have a special premium today and today only. And if you order online, too, at relevantradio.com or the mobile app, you'll get a free MP3 download. So lots of ways to give. Mike?
Yeah, let's do something we haven't done all day yet. Well, let's have a 250-person hour. We need to hear from 250 people, and I think we can get there. We only need to hear from 46 more people. 877-291-0123. We'll match every dollar in the next 14 minutes. Call now.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Now.
On Relevant Radio.
Right now.
On Relevant Radio.
So I'll tell you, I'm blown away. You're so generous. I mean it. I said in the very beginning of today's show, I said I don't like these pledge drives because I don't like it's. Look, it's humbling to say, hey, we need help. It really is. You know, we could have some big endowment; it'd be great. But that's not the way God wants it. So he says to me, Drew, you have to support. And he says to you, look, I'm giving you this gift. Support it. You know, everything you have comes from me. Help support Relevant. Make a difference. Help us to make the world a better place. This is our opportunity to shine as saints. It's our opportunity to make the place, to make the world a better place. How do you do it? By calling 877-291-0123. It's that simple. You make a pledge, it gets dollar for dollar match, and that money then is used to bring Jesus Christ to the world. That's holiness. That's sanctity. We're called to be saints. We're called to sanctify the areas around us. It starts with our families, right? Starts with our personal sanctification, then our families, then our community at large. When you give the Relevant Radio, hopefully we help you to grow in that sanctity. Hopefully we help your family, and hopefully we're changing the culture. You can also give online at relevantradio.com. Let me take a quick call or two. If you want to join us, 888-914-9149. I'll take a couple quick calls. I have a few minutes here, but I'd love to hear from you. And thank you for your support. I can't believe this type of generosity is coming on Monday. I'm so grateful for you. Barbara in New Jersey. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. My favorite saint is Saint Jerome. I'm a linguist. The only thing I ever wanted to be, even when I was a little kid, was a librarian. I love animals. I never translated scripture, but I love studying and reading scripture, especially in solitude. And, you know, just solitude and, you know, spiritual things and things like that.
Well, I love it. I absolutely love it. He's a great saint. Don't critique my grammar. I know so often I'm speaking, things come out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's incorrect grammar. I get people who write to me. Barbara, thank you. I love it. Saint Jerome should be my saint. I should be turning to him for his intercession in that area. I love it. Thank you for waiting, too. We're highlighting our saints today. We're talking about how good God is. Will there be a St. Barbara, a St. Anthony, a St. Cindy, a St. Drew, a St. Mag? I hope so. Hope we're all, look, we're chosen to live at this moment in time. And I pray to God one day you and I will be perfectly united. We'll be the best of friends throughout eternity, praising God for his great mercy. Who's up next? Tom, listening to us in Tracy, California. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Hey. Hey,
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this saint's name correctly. Saint Genius. He was the patron saint for comedians, dancers, actors from Rome. And here's how he intervened just the other night, Drew, so that I was able to hear your voice. My wife and I went to go see the movie Purgatory, which yes. Great job there. We went to the theater near Our Lady of Peace in Santa Clara, and there was a bunch of sisters there and a couple of priests and a lot of the people that we see around there. Well, the movie was due to kick off at 7 p.m., and it's 7:10, 7:20. People are looking around, and they kept saying, well, we're having problems. We just can't get the thing to go. So about 7:30, 7:40, I told my wife, I'm like, there has to be a patron saint for movies, right? And so I started Googling, and I find this one. I'm like, actor, say Drew, close enough. I'll give that a whirl. I kid you not. This is fact. I start saying the prayer, and off the first sentence, all of a sudden your voice comes on. Boom, the show starts. And my wife said, hey, that good job. Why didn't you think of it 35 minutes earlier? I'm like, hey, you know, patience is a virtue. We got here. But anyway, I just thought I wanted to share that. And I got to tell you,
thanks,
Drew,
Tom.
I promised to email you because I have an unbelievable miracle that happened with the chaplet and with anointing of the stick with my dad. So look for that. I promise you I'll email it tonight. It's overdue. But
thanks,
really
Tom.
Appreciate it. And
hey,
I'll make sure
Tom,
I
have to look up that saint. I got to look up that. So you spelled it G-E-N-E-S-I-S. I've never heard of it. The patron saint of
no, I-U-S.
I-U-S. St. Genuus.
N-E, yeah, Genuus of Rome.
How interesting. I'll look it out. Hey, thank
great,
you.
Great little story. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned something
and
new.
And I'll make sure that I donate. I'll donate during your hour for sure. Well, that way, I always make sure you get more than Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick's very competitive, isn't he?
I love the little rivalry, but let's make sure that you get more. So thanks, Patrick, Drew. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Now, Patrick and I are the best of friends. We really are. He comes to town. We go out. We hang out. Patrick's very compassionate, too. You know, the time my son got attacked, I got a text from him right away. I love Patrick. He's a good guy. You know, he likes to kid around and act like there's this big competition. But I don't blame you, Tom. I'd love to see my numbers. You know, when I see support in this hour, it says that you value what I do. So it's a personal report card for me. When people support the show, it says we listen and we love what you do. Thanks for doing what you do here. But it also speaks to the bigger picture here at Relevant Radio. We're all in this together. You know, we're all brothers and sisters. You and I are in it together. We're both called to support Relevant. And everybody does their part here at Relevant Radio. Everybody shows a little bit different, and I'm glad for that. But I'm grateful for your call, Tom, and I'm grateful for everyone who's picked up the phone and supported Relevant Radio. We're family. I mean that in such a literal sense. You and I are family. You know, we're sons and daughters of God. We're called to live in this moment to transform the culture, but we're all one day, I prayerfully hope, be united in the next life together. We'll have eternity together. Can you help right now in these final moments? I only have a few minutes. Mike had asked if we could get 250 calls. I think we're closing in on it. And if you were able to go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, we'll get there. Or you can call right now. I see there's a couple lines open at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And my apologies to everyone else who's on hold. I know Anthony says St. Faustina is one of his favorite saints. She's got to be the top of my list. You know, I love her. I've got a relic of her here in the studio with me. And so many great saints. I think the saints choose us. I really do. You might have a saint you're particularly close to. Maybe that saint's chosen you. You can learn from their virtues and follow their example. I'll be back with more. Stay with me, okay?
Great stuff, Drew. Love it. And it's great taking calls from listeners, sharing their favorite saint stories. That's how a family works. We're asking you to join the family now at relevantradio.com, 877-291-0123, so that we can continue conversations like that around the world, around the clock. We're always here for you. We are your Catholic radio network, but we need your support. So call us at 877-291-0123. St. Genesius was a third century saint, Drew, and you know, the interesting thing about him was that he started his acting career back then. He was an actor. He started by mocking Christianity, and he started to study. He wanted to learn more about the Christian faith so he can mock it more, and he ended up having a conversion. And I don't know much more about him, but I do know that he is a patron saint of a lot of actors and those in Hollywood. That would be like someone like Bill Maher today having a massive conversion to the Catholic faith and becoming a saint. I mean, hey, we have to pray for that, right, Drew?
Yeah,
we have to pray for something like that to happen.
I could not agree with more. And, you know, like, we see those conversions happen all the time. We spoke a little bit earlier in the show about a satanic high priest who came into the faith. We've seen an opium addict become a great saint. We're all called to sanctity, and Relevant Radio is here to help you in your journey and on that path. I learn every day when I'm on the air here and from what I'm able to listen to across the network. And Relevant Radio has been such a blessing in our time where confusion reigns. We are bringing truth and clarity. We're bringing love. We're bringing compassion and mercy. We're calling you to prayer. Will you help us in these final moments? We have a few moments left to go. And I want to encourage you to do something. If you go online right now, you know, if you do it that way, you're going to free up a few phone lines, but you'll also get an MP3 that Father Richard Simon did. I know you love him. He's on right before I'm on. Always makes me laugh. A great, great priest. He did a talk on St. Nicholas, and this is something you can share with your family, your loved ones, get you ready for Christmas, which we're only 54 days away from, believe it or not. We can celebrate the Saint, the great St. Nicholas. What's his feast day? I think it's December 6th or something like that, somewhere along those lines. But check out that MP3, and of course, we have a special premium today only. It's about to expire, too, so try to take advantage of that online journal that's yours. But when you call, you can ask about it, or if you go online, you'll see it. We need you right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com.
We wanted 250 calls by the end of the hour. We only need to hear from six more people, just six more people, 877-291-0123. Today and today only, we're offering the Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. This will not be available tomorrow. So if you're planning on making that $240 pledge or you want to kick in $20 per month, today's the day to do it because we're going to send you this thank you gift, this Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. Again, only available today. And why do you give? Well, here's a reason why. We did a poll with over 12,000 Relevant Radio listeners. 37% of them said that Relevant Radio had inspired them to go back to confession or to make their first confession. That's unbelievable, Drew. That's over a third of the people that took that poll. Over a third were inspired by Relevant Radio to go to confession. You just think about where your dollar goes. You are inspiring people to go back to the sacraments. 877-291-0123. Do it. You know you want to. Make that call now. There are just 2 minutes left on the clock. We want you to be a part of this count. 877-291-0123.
And the phones look great. They are busy right now. It's not too late to get in. We've got about a minute left at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Please take advantage of those special premiums. Stay tuned for Kale, too. He's coming up in a minute. But look, we're all called to be saints. And I know one day, I pray to God, I'll be in eternity with you. And saints come in all shapes and forms, as Mike was pointing out. You know, I was sharing a little bit about a 15-year-old Italian kid who was a computer nerd, suffered from leukemia earlier in the year. He's now a saint. That Vietnamese addict, you know, who was addicted to opium. You're called to holiness, okay? We want to help you. Please help us. 877-291-0123. Mike, thank you. Always good to be here with you.
Thank you, Drew.
All right. Until next time. May God bless you. Have a great day.